It's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there. Good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. So all you need, Marshall, is to see leaves blow across your window, and you would say, look at this. Fall is here.
Well, it doesn't look like fall for one reason.
You got snow on the ground.
No. The bear came back again this morning.
Oh, it did. Uh-oh.
Two mornings in a row. But, of course, my neighbors were the ones, my next-door neighbor, Amy, as I left, her big garbage can was all knocked over, and he obviously was looking for something to eat. But this time, he came around the back porch, and he wanted to get up on the deck, but I've got a gate on the deck, and also the wind from the winter blew over, because I leave my umbrellas and stuff out. So it blew it over, so he couldn't get on the back deck, so... But I heard him. He came around the front of the house, and he was close enough to the windows when he was walking away. I heard him going.
Really?
He's a big boy. He's a big boy.
I saw that yesterday on on your Facebook page. Yeah, he looks, I would say, about 400 pounds?
I'd say 600. I weigh about 280 something. And I only would take up half the space he takes, so I mean, I would figure he's close to he's big. He's big is all I'll say.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to see him standing up in front of me.
Well, let me ask you a question. The fact that he tried to get up on your porch, your deck, doesn't that alarm you?
No, because he didn't really try. He looked and he saw all the stuff there, and then he said, "Yeah, you know what? I got better things to do." It doesn't alarm me. It doesn't alarm me. I mean, they're looking for... It's early in the spring. They're looking for food. They're looking for food. So,
all right. Well, we're looking for sunshine, and we're not going to see too much of that. Considerable cloud cover, windy, scattered showers, 55 to 60 today, 35 to 40 tonight. Mostly cloudy with some scattered showers Wednesday. I'm thinking less and less that there'll be any during the day. If anything, they'll wait till night. In the low 60s tomorrow. Then we'll have periods of rain, mid-50s Thursday. That can mix with a little snow Thursday night, no accumulation. And still some showers on Friday in the middle 50s, hoping for nicer weather this weekend.
Now, I want to go to yesterday, Pat. Yesterday turned into a very interesting day. I have not been out in weather so miserable in a long time. It was about 48 degrees. It was a driving, wind-driven rain. Unbelievably a constant wind. The town of Ancrum had to declare a state of emergency. They had so many trees down. And there were a lot of folks that lost trees yesterday due to the wind, and it was a constant wind. It was horrible. I mean, I had to leave the station, right? From the station to the car, I got drenched. Then from my car into my house, I got so drenched. Actually, I had to change the clothes, get a shower, and stuff like that. We had to get 1 to 2 inches of rain easy.
Yeah. The general rainfall was between 1 and 3 inches. Some places got 4.
We got a lot. I mean, it was amazing how it was running down the roads and stuff like that. But it was the wind also that surprised me. It wasn't just a rain. It was a wind-driven rain.
How would you have liked to have been one of the runners in the marathon yesterday in Boston?
I was going to say, Jill and I were talking about that. I would not have wanted to be running in the Boston Marathon. Well, first of all, I wouldn't run in the Boston Marathon on the most beautiful day in the world.
Okay.
But never mind on a day like that. Oh.
Yeah, and they were headed right into the wind. So, it was a rough one for them. But now there's another storm that's coming across the Midwest. It'll cut across Pennsylvania. That's the one that'll give us rain Wednesday night into Thursday, but it's not going to be anywhere near this past one. And then I'm just hoping that I see a change in the pattern starting the weekend. And that, I mean, the next storm, as I told you yesterday, is going to dive all the way south in the Gulf States. And I have a feeling that that's going to denote a change, and a change to much drier weather.
Well, we certainly hope so.
Look at it this way. If the weather's drier, that would obviously mean less clouds. And less clouds means more sun. And more sun means warmer temps. Right.
A happier Marshall.
Right.
A happier Marshall. But it was miserable yesterday. That's the only thing you could say about the weather. It was miserable.
See, here in the lower Hudson Valley, the sun began to poke out about 1 o'clock. And then around 3 o'clock, it was actually partly sunny. So it turned out pretty decent in the afternoon, very decent in the afternoon.
Well, for you guys, maybe it did, but I'm telling you, the rain didn't stop here till about, I'll say 1 or 1:30. I mean, the heavy rain. Then we had light rain till about 2, and then it was just plain, it stayed cloudy. We.
Yeah, I think that was, we had a little bit better here, but like I'm looking out right now and I don't see any sun. I see plenty of clouds.
Yeah, no sun here
No, just
either.
plenty of clouds. So what are you going to do? We'll see what happens there. But in the meantime, everything else is pretty quiet. I finished all my work yesterday in the house because there's not much you could do when it's raining, obviously. And even when the rain ended, everything was a little too wet outside. So I finished all the work in the house, and that's it. I mean,
Well, I'll tell you what happened to me. I did get home early, and after I showered and everything like that, I sat in my chair. Pat, this is no lie. The DVD went in my bedroom. I was all set to watch, and all
and
of a
you fell
sudden,
asleep.
listen, no, I get a call from Jill. Marshall, the wrong program's on the air. What do you mean the wrong program's on the air? The wrong program's on the air. So I go out into my front office and I check in. Sure as hell. Wait, don't tell me is airing. Now, wait, don't tell me only airs on Saturday mornings. All right. So I've got to rearrange the programming for the afternoon. And I do. So it gets into, by 3 o'clock, we're back into normal programming. All right. So I call the software company and explain the problem to them. And we were trying to find out how this happened. I mean, it was just wild. We never really came up with an answer. But then they sent me an updated version of their program, and I finished installing all that garbage by the time, by about 6 o'clock at night.
And it's time for you to go to eat and go to sleep.
I had something to eat. I watched what was it? I watched an update of the of I Stephen Colbert, and at 7 o'clock off I went.
I don't
So.
blame you. But it's kind of interesting how every time you attempt to watch this movie, something comes in the way. I wonder if that's an omen.
I don't know. Well, today I go to New York, so I can't watch it. But you know what? I could. No, I didn't bring it with me. I could put it in the player in my car.
I
'Cause I.
think you should watch it in the comfort of your own
Yeah.
home.
So today it's a New York day. So Wednesday's the next day. So we'll see what happens.
And if not, the weekend.
I don't know. I don't want to ruin the weekend. If it brings bad luck, I'd much rather have it ruin
Yeah, well, I
everything
hope
during
it's not. Yeah,
the week.
exactly. I hope it's not bringing bad luck.
I
But
don't know.
and other than that, everything is status quo. I
Now,
mean,
when do you go up to the lake to start to look around after see all the winter damage and everything?
well, I've already gotten a picture of in back of our cabin toward the outhouse, tree fell down, missed the outhouse a matter of feet. So I know that has to be cut up and taken out. But my eyes up there, there's different friends that go up there and they ice fish and stuff like that. They all said that the cabin is just absolutely fine, not a problem. So that's the only thing so far that happened. But of course, the most revealing thing to Pat is going to be when he opens that door
Mice.
and you got it. I mean, this was a cold, snowy winter. Whatever that means, I don't know.
They went to Hotel Pat.
I
Hotel.
sure am hoping not, but we will see. I mean, if I got one decent Saturday, I have stuff to bring up. I would just make the trip up, for the day and bring stuff up. But truthfully, Marshall, we haven't had a decent Saturday.
No, it's been there's been no. Well, you'll see when you get up there and whatever happens. Now, there's people that stay up there all year long, right?
They used to.
Okay, well,
I
I don't
don't
know.
think there is any more that they're not supposed to.
All right.
It's a summer residence.
All right.
There were a few people that used to stay up there all all winter long. You know, use a stove with, wood stove. I don't think they do that anymore, but there are people who live so close that go up there every single weekend.
Oh, God bless him.
That's what I said. You know what? I didn't pay all this money for this house here so that I could go up and live in the cabin in the wintertime with an outhouse and no electric.
That's right.
Stay right home.
Doesn't sound like a fun vacation for me.
No, glorified camping.
That's right. All right. Well, Pat, we'll see what happens with the weather. See if we see any sun on my trip to New York today.
Well, yeah, you be careful and let me keep me posted on the bear.
Oh yeah, I posted him again on Facebook today, so I'll keep everybody updated on the bear affair.
Well, you got it.
All
Thank
right,
you.
take care, Pat.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with the check on the tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.